What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 88 of True to Size. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Sneaker Podcast.
Hold on. I think your reflexes just got the best of you.
Am I
there,
in the
buddy.
Wrong room? Yeah. Where am I right
Where
now?
Where am I?
That's a couple hundred kilometers to the east, buddy. And what's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
And yes, you heard him attempt to commandeer this episode. You may know him as the host of the Sneaker Podcast, as he announced. You may have seen him manning the Adidas store in Queen Street West. Maybe you even heard him on Virgin Radio a few years ago.
Ooh.
You ready? This is for you, Mike. I know he's got a baby face, but best believe he mean.
Ooh.
He might be from Montreal, but he'll still give you a Defoz zine. He's not a fan of vegetables, but he'll still let you know you're a bean.
Ooh.
A little lactose intolerant, but you know he's cooler than ice cream.
Ooh.
I hope you paid an entry fee, because this show ain't for free. He gets his nickname from his grades in high school. It's Mike D.
Oh, hey.
You are not wrong. You are not wrong about that one. Wow.
Thank you for coming all the way from Montreal for this, man. We appreciate it. It's like the furthest drive anyone's made.
Yeah. You know what? I think it took me like an hour to get here. Yeah. I was
That's
flying.
Good. You took the bullet train. Cybertruck.
Yeah, I took my Cybertruck.
Cybertruck.
Yeah, full bore.
2021 Cybertruck over here. We appreciate you coming, man.
No, I appreciate being
long time thank coming. You guys.
As we mentioned before, the podcast started. You're one of the reasons this even got off the ground.
Ooh, facts.
So thank you very much for being here.
You guys did it yourself.
We did. You're right. Anyways.
You're not wrong.
We've got a great show this week. A couple of smaller sneaker brands made some marquee signings. We all had a busy week of sneaker buying, and EEE is popping off with messages. And of course, because Mike D is here, we're going to try. Let me say that again. We're going to try to make it an Adidas-centric episode. And also because he's here, we're going to play everyone's favorite game show, 21 Questions. Finally, we're going to talk to Mike about his move from Montreal to Toronto. Yes, I know. He didn't actually drive from Montreal.
That's
not
what you think.
That
he did,
committed.
But
at one point, he drove.
At one point. Yeah.
At one point, he did drive.
Yeah.
And also what it's like working with Adidas. And also if he thinks Joel could bench press me. But first, Alvin.
Yes. Fire round.
We'd like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Mr. Troy Alexander.
Yo.
Great friend of the show. Really good question, too. He wants to know, what makes a collab or colorway really sing in your mind? What's more important to you? Who's involved? The story, the colors, the materials, the hype? So basically, what makes a collab kind of pop off for you? What aspect of it? For me, I'm going to have to say it's probably the people involved, like who's behind it. I think that the JTH, like the Jordan 3 collection from Justin Timberlake is a good example, because I only bought the ones he wore. There's the Air Max one. I didn't end up with, actually, there's that one and there's the black Tinker one. And I didn't buy either of those ones. So it's got to be, for me, I think it has to be the people who are involved or behind it. And if I'm a big supporter of them, especially when it's two separate worlds that really collide, it's kind of cool that it's like on something you really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Joel, what do you think?
For me, I think it's the story behind it. The way that they've brought around like the ideas of like putting these materials and colors onto a shoe, and the way that it would just like pop. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a mixture of everything, pretty much. So
definitely takes a little bit.
That's what gets me like, oh damn, like, you know, those are pretty dope.
And next, our guest Alvin, what do you think?
Definitely the people and the story behind it.
Because
you're gonna have like the most premium materials, and I don't know, man. Like, if you don't put it together properly, if the story's not there, like, if it doesn't represent your brand, if it doesn't represent, like, what you're trying to, like, portray, then it's not really worth it. Perfect example for me is the Capsule New Balance 580 Canadian tuxedo.
Great shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. My first purchase for New Balance.
It might be mine as well now that I think about it. Yeah.
That's what that was my gateway drug. It was my gateway drug for sure for New Balance.
Gateway.
Yeah.
And the story behind that is just really cool. Like, it's so
and
good.
Just how they put it together, bro. Like, yeah. Damn, son.
The first Canadian collab that New Balance ever did was that shoe. Very, crazy. Very cool. Mikey.
Yo.
What do you think?
I think materials, authenticity of the story behind it.
Yeah.
And attention to detail is huge. Because you look at some stuff that's just thrown together these days.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, guys. Take your time.
Yeah.
You don't have to throw out a collab every month or whatever. Yeah. Or every week. Yeah. Every, right? Yeah, yeah, every 5 days, there's something new coming out. But attention to detail with, like, if you can get some nice stitching on something, on a nice collab, you know, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I did not ask Troy his answer. I apologize, Troy. You can let us know in our EEE segment. If you'd like to submit a question or, I just fucked that up. If you'd like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the podcast, please shoot us a message or I can't fucking talk today.
It's okay.
I had a lot of tacos.
It's Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
It's what?
Taco Tuesday.
I hate LeBron James. If you would like to submit a question for the
who's LeBron James?
For the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGodSoul@gmail.com. Sorry, it's my first time doing that. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Cute.
And by random draw done 4 weeks ago, I will be going first this week. My pick is the Adidas Ultra Boost X Nice Kicks Woodstock Edition. I can't speak at all.
Addiction.
I am addicted to this, to be honest. So it's the second iteration that they've done on the Ultra Boost with the tie-dye, the first one being a white base. Now they've graduated to the black base with like a black cage, black boost, gum. Gum sole. Very, very cool. And then full tie-dye prime knit upper. So this for me, I mean, obviously I'm a very eccentric shoe aficionado, we'll say. And these scream heck yes to me. I don't know if they're as nice as the white one, but I really like these guys. They're the Black Friday release. So that's yesterday when you guys listen to this. November 29th. Is when they release. Very cool shoe. I'm going to call them cute just because the Ultra Boost price tag is a little bit steep for me.
What's retail on those ones? Canadian?
I don't have Canadian, but US is 200. So you got a 265, 260. I'm not sure how Adidas does it. But
280.
Yeah. Not cheap, especially when I'm not super into Adidas to begin with, but love the shoe.
Hurts my heart.
I'm sorry, man. We'll get there. Maybe after this episode. By random drawing again, Alvin, you're up.
I chose the Ubik X Adidas Consortium Crazy BYW 2.0
Boost.
Called the Sister Cities. So this touches on, I mean, fairly sensitive subject. It's supposed to represent, you know, the happenings in World War II era. And it represents the hometowns of Philadelphia and Georgetown, which were once coupled with the cities of Incheon. Incheon? Probably saying that really wrong.
That's a good guess. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Incheon, probably
sounded
not.
And Seoul.
Sounded out.
And essentially just bringing these two cities together into one sneaker. The details are stupid crazy. I mean, the insoles. One of them obviously represents the Korea and the other one represents the US of A. But, like, I mean, the shoe itself is predominantly mesh. Right, Mike?
Sure. I looked at this today for the first time, to be completely honest.
From what I can see, anyway, I'm not an Adidas expert.
The wrong guy.
I don't want to say anything wrong.
Is Alex free tonight?
Yeah. let me call him up. So, G, we need you.
Hello?
Yeah, phone a friend, please.
Hello, this is Alex. Actually, Alex sounds way sexier than that.
That was terrible.
Definitely
way sexier. I'm so sorry about that.
Like, man.
And it also bolsters a bunch of 3M, which obviously you know we love.
That's a hit, man.
Mm-hmm. That 3M-y. It's very sleek. I love the outsole because it's like a neon slash yellow slash sexy. And it's just, it's beautiful, man. I don't know if these it's are going to be a scoop just because like it's I don't know if they'll be coming out here. They're supposed to drop November 29th.
Oh, another Black Friday release.
Black Friday.
Consortium release?
Yes.
Consortium.
Yeah, of course.
Consortium.
Consortium.
Duh, bro. What do you know?
Yeah. Jeez. 170 USD. So
less than the Ultra Boost.
Yeah, it's 240-ish.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say these are a super cute.
This is definitely the best looking Boost You Wear BYW that I've seen. Well, it is the 2.0, but it's the best of the line that I've seen so far.
I agree.
Give me like where
Kobe-ish
they're going.
Vibes.
I like where they're going with the silhouette and the shape
it's
and
great.
The, all of it. It's
have well you ever done. Put on a Boost You Wear?
I haven't, but I've heard they're incredibly comfortable.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot of Boost.
It's a lot of Boost, totally.
Yeah.
But I put it on, it's just like, it's,
really?
It's a weird feeling.
Huh.
Try one out one day.
Interesting.
Is it tight?
Not really. Not really tight. It's just a weird feeling underneath. Hmm. Like the way the Boost is all broken up.
Oh, because it's sectioned.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, okay.
Almost like a POD type
deal.
I'll come see you.
Yeah, well, I'll come down and try the
I'll measure
BYW.
Your feet.
Yeah. Please do. Let's go with a non-random drawing. Joel, your turn.
All right, so my pick is the Adidas Night Jogger Stormtrooper. It's a part of the Star Wars pack that's set to drop for the premiere of Rise of the Skywalker. That's December 17th. Sorry, it's not a Black Friday drop, but yeah.
Better but luck these, next year.
Yeah.
Did one job, Joel.
One job. But yeah, so this one here, like I came across it on Sneaker News, and the first sentence just hit it right on the head. It goes, despite its inspiration being infamous for their bad aim, the Night Jogger Stormtrooper surprisingly hits its mark. But yeah, pretty much it's like a Stormtrooper. So it's all white, predominantly all white. It's got black hits, just like their helmet and their gear. It's got like, I guess stripes along the side, but I don't know. Like commander stripes.
The blue stripes there on the boost.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not sure what those are for.
On the heels, it's got like sayings. It says on one shoe, it's got set to stun.
Ho-ho.
Ho-ho. And I found that I found another picture. Let me see if I can bring it up here. But on the other shoe, it's got open the blast doors.
Oh.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. So yeah, so it's set to drop December 17th for the premiere of the movie. $130 is the price tag.
Oh,
but these
bad.
Are super clean, man. I like them, man.
Yeah, they're very clean.
Yeah, Night Jogger's are it's a dope silhouette.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Comfy too.
And like a white shoe is a white shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White and black.
Crispy,
you can't, really
clean.
Cannot go
for
wrong.
Real, man.
Totally.
And then you put a Stormtrooper on the tongue tag, and it's
yeah.
like, you can't really miss.
Damn.
Yeah.
What, there's a holographic card inside the box?
Well,
sold.
Now we're, yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't even
wait,
know that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, by the way,
yeah?
There is.
Stop.
Sick. Yeah.
I wonder where that information came from.
I don't know. The back door.
We're going to have this guy on the podcast a little more often.
So, what do you hear? Who do you know?
So, the next Yeezy. Our esteemed guest.
Yes.
Mikey.
Yeah.
You also have a pick.
I do have a pick. This
what an
week,
honor.
I'm going with the Prada
Ooh.
Times Adidas Originals Superstar.
Oh, my goodness.
And this sneaker is completely made in Italy.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. It's got that full-grain leather used on the upper. Also features the Adidas Originals faithful rubber shell toe.
Oh,
okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Can't go wrong.
Classy.
Classic.
Beautiful.
Exactly. Rounded out by the herringbone rubber pattern, of course, on the cupsole. Three-stripe branding, trefoil logo. It's a classic superstar. It's a very high-end leather
classic
superstar.
Yeah.
High-end.
That is ridiculous. This looks like it's going to be releasing. The price tag. Have you seen what this thing is?
I don't think I
rumored to
know.
Go for.
I want to know, but
so
I can
guess.
Limited to 700 pairs
and hand numbered on the side.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. On the medial side, it has the like an debossing of like the number you got.
Yeah. No way.
I'm hearing like 2,200 euros.
Euro.
Is that resale?
Euros.
Is that resale?
No. I don't think so.
Hold on, but does it come with a purse?
It comes with the bowling bag.
Oh, it comes with the bag.
Yeah, I believe it comes with the bag.
Well, that's more than reasonable now.
Done. Now I just want a Prada bag.
Yeah.
That's it. It does have Prada branding on the side of the superstar, which is really cool to have a superstar made in Italy like this.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you really check it out, the stitching is just wow.
Oh.
Well, like, if they're unbelievable. Made, handmade in Italy, it better be.
Yeah, handmade in Italy.
Stitch better have some just, sweat in there.
Just like the Jordan 2, right?
Just exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Sean Collard.
Shout out to S. Collard for the info.
Oh, today was Toonie Tuesday.
It was.
Wow. Sorry we didn't have you on, Sean, every Tuesday.
Better luck next time.
Better luck next year. Next Tuesday, next year. Yeah, I think this is how you do a designer collab. I don't think you overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you overbrand it. I just think you literally do it as the designer would do it.
Less
you
is
don't
more.
See Prada stuff with Prada all over it like you literally would have.
Minimal branding.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it.
It sells. It's
That's
clean.
It looks like a product lab. Yeah. And I think this is exactly how you do it.
Nail on the head.
How do you rate these, my friend?
Ooh. If you can, scoop.
If you are a rich individual.
If you aren't able to. But they're also cute at the same time.
They're really cute and scoopable.
Yeah.
Next up, this week in Kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, And One has a new familiar poster boy.
Ooh.
This week, And One officially unveiled Fred Van Vliet as the new face of the brand.
Damn.
For Michael over here, who's not into basketball. He plays for the Toronto Basketball Raptors.
Wow. Yeah. I know. I see his I see his commercials.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. The peanut butter and jam one, that one.
Was it that or was it Osmos?
There's also an Osmos.
Also that one, too.
Shout out Osmos.
What's chicken on the rocks?
had a bad experience there once.
Don't ruin it for me.
No, it wasn't bad. It's just like, you want hot sauce? No, I'm good. All right, hot sauce for this guy.
This guy wants hot sauce. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And their hot sauce is hot.
Dude, I got to the bottom of my shawarma. I've never felt anything like that before in my life. It was bad. But this is not the shawarma podcast.
It could be.
Can it?
TSP, man.
Let's go.
The shawarma podcast.
I'm going to have to talk to the boys about that one. We're rebranding.
Shawarma podcast sponsored by Lizzie's and Osmos.
Wow.
So Fred Van Vliet is coming off an endorsement deal with, here you go, Adidas.
Yeah.
He's been wearing the And One Attack 2.0 for most of the season already. So they've officially inked a deal as of this week.
Ooh.
A quote I got directly from Fred Van Vliet. This is a very exclusive quote. I'm excited to partner with And One and join the family. It's important for me to join a brand that truly believes in me. I'm looking forward to laying that foundation. Check out my Kicks coming to an arena near you.
Ooh.
Is Freddie V going to have his own PE? That rhymed. Ha ha.
You got bars for days on this
it's
podcast.
Just, sometimes it's not even on purpose. I just can't stop rhyming. It's amazing. I think I might buy a Fred Van Vliet And One. I don't know about you guys, but
if it looks similar to what he's already wearing, because I like those
attack,
a lot.
Yeah.
Those look like a really good boss shoe. So
they
we'll
do. If they're good enough for him and my skill level is close but not quite to his level, I think they're good enough for me. Speaking of small brand signing medium sized names, Li Ning has a new poster boy as well.
D'Lo.
So Dwayne Wade, actually, because he is the original poster boy for Li Ning, announced this week that D'Angelo Russell.
Oh.
D'Lo. Also a basketball player from the Golden State Basketball Warriors.
Oh, that team that's losing this year.
He's the new face of the Way of Wade line of Li Ning, which is kind of interesting.
Nice.
So this is obviously following Dwayne Wade's retirement last year. So he's been wearing various Way of Wade models since the beginning of the year, and he's going to premiere the Way of Wade 8 next month.
Ooh.
Very cool. So D'Lo had previously actually been a Nike athlete, and now he's transitioning to Way of Wade, and he's going to be the man there. Yeah. So now,
that's
another exclusive quote from Dwayne Wade himself, The Flash. I have much respect for D'Angelo and the way he plays the game. I'm excited for this partnership and wouldn't want anyone else to be the leader and the face of this brand.
Wow.
Interesting.
So D'Angelo is going to take on, keep his shoe going?
Way of Wade, yeah.
Way of Wade. Interesting.
Similar to, Russell. I suppose, how... Wait, what?
It can't be Way of Russell. It's still going to be Way of Wade.
Way of Wade, but yeah. D-Lo's. It's kind of like how DeMar and Devin Booker, and they wear Kobe's. Yeah, they're keeping the Kobe line alive. Like, they're signed to the Kobe sector of Nike basketball.
Oh, okay.
D'Angelo Russell is now signed to the Way of Wade sector of Li Ning. Nice. I didn't know Li Ning had several sectors.
Wow. But you learned something new every day.
Yeah, we did.
There you go.
Do you think this makes you likely to jump into these smaller brands with these bigger names signing to them? Or, Joel is shaking his head. And
makes it interesting.
It definitely makes it interesting.
Sure. You know,
there's parity in the NBA now with all these teams being very equal. Now there's a lot more parity in the sneaker market. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
But you guys don't think you'd be more likely to jump? Definitely for me, not Li Ning. Like, I just have no emotional attachment to that at all. I could potentially see myself in some N1s, though.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because it's Toronto Raptor player.
It's like high school. Also, though, N1's been around for a minute.
It's been nostalgic.
Yeah,
totally. And Vince Carter dunked in them joints.
He was the man.
And N1 had a mixtape, so obviously you want to cross people up. That's so it's it. Like, you know?
Like, I think we mentioned this with New Balance when they signed Kawhi. I think we all agreed, Mike included, he just wasn't here to say it.
That's right.
He did.
Like,
he did.
Kawhi being a former Toronto basketball Raptor.
Yes.
Now a Los Angeles basketball Clipper.
Clipper. Interesting.
Yeah, Clipper, like wind, I think, like a Clipper, like that. Anyways, he signed to New Balance. He signed to New Balance, and we were all like, honestly, I could fuck with some New Balance basketball shoes now. And never in your life could you imagine yourself saying that up until that point, because you had that emotional attachment. Like, you look at
he changed the game.
Look what Kawhi did
in
that shoe. And now, for
look what
me,
he did in a year.
Look what he did in a year, real, though. First of all. Yeah. And look what he did it was that shoe.
Yeah.
The shot, he took the shot against Philadelphia in the blue pair. The blue pair shot up over $1,000 on StockX for a pair of New Balance basketball sneakers. Now, I was telling Alvin last week, I was kind of joking and kind of half not joking. I wore the Sour Patch Kids Curry 7, the Volt one, the same one that Luka Doncic, I'll tell you after, Mike.
Wow.
Luka Doncic
I'm writing wore, this down.
Luka Doncic wore... to drop like 46, 10, and 13 or something crazy, like a fat ass triple double. And I put them on last week and I felt it. I was like, I feel like Luka right now. You know, like, like squeak, 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 like bang, bang, shoot, shot, go in, slam dunk, all that stuff. And I was like, I felt the emotional attachment. I was like, okay, this is sick. That first of all, they better sign Luka now, because how can you not after that? But I don't know. Like, if you see Fred VanVleet do some crazy shit this year, you don't think that you could potentially be like, I might get on board with this? Like,
well, he's already been doing crazy shit this year.
That's what I mean. So if he keeps it up,
if he could blow it up,
could
change the game again.
I mean, Kawhi put New Balance on the map. D'Lo's trying to put Li Ning on the map. Like, why can't Freddie V do it with N1 again?
Yeah. Well, he already has a ring, so if anyone can.
Freddie can.
And it's crazy that Kawhi did it and kind of took not only sneakers, but apparel.
Like, yes.
For real.
Who was buying New Balance t-shirts before Kawhi? No one.
And then people went from nothing to lining up for reselling a shirt. Literally the most minimal Times New Roman fun guy New Balance logo shirts.
Done.
And I still love that shirt. Like, are you crazy?
So we're going to make sure. Let's make the Shawarma Podcast t-shirt, guys.
Yeah. The Shawarma, TSP, the Shawarma
Podcast. Actually, that would be a great joke on the boys. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Got us some new merch, guys.
Well, now you
know
said
how
it.
Much that would sell,
and you know they love this podcast.
So yeah, sell
just, it. I would line up for that shirt.
I'd buy the Shawarma Podcast.
Would it resell? Maybe.
I would resell. Yeah. I would pay resell.
Brought to you by Osmos.
Like a huge Osmos branding.
Freddie VanVleet endorses it too.
Holding up a, I almost said podcast. Yeah. Holding up a Shawarma.
Yeah. He'll be sitting there wearing the Shawarma t-shirt.
Yeah, it's like Inception. Yeah, I like it. Okay, we got to pitch this to Osmos ASAP. Anyways,
I'm on it.
Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I think everybody sitting at this table had purchased shoes last week, which may be a first in True to Size history.
History. I like that.
History. It's also, I don't even know what else it is. Mike, did you buy shoes last week?
Yes.
How many? Sure did.
I sure did. Oh.
One down.
That is correct.
You did buy shoes. What did you buy?
Which pairs, man?
Which pairs? Oh, man.
Yes. What? So, of course, last weekend was the release of the ZX 8000 Aqua Adidas.
The
from 30 years ago. Holy OG smokes. Colorway. Faded, though. Yeah, the saturation wasn't turned up on this one, but
turn that coolness down.
Yeah, they turned the saturation down, but it was supposed to mimic a shoe that's been sitting in a box for 30 years.
And they did its job.
It's so
good.
It's
beautiful.
This was my first pair I've ever doubled up on.
Wow.
So this was important to me. Yeah, this one was like, I'm going to rock the shit out of these ones.
Heck yeah.
You know, and I put them on as soon as I could. And I started walking around. I'm like, I didn't care about creasing them. I did not care, knowing that I have one on ice ready to go.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so nice.
It feels real good.
So there was that. I also picked up a pair of triple black Oswegos.
Very good.
Which are my consolation prize utility 500s. Utility 500s.
No one can tell the difference from 30 feet away.
No way. I also picked up another pair of Oswegos.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
From the big logo pack, the solar pack, I guess you could call it. Big logo solar pack. Yeah. Very nice materials on this one. The suede on those was just second to none. It was great.
You bought four pairs of shoes last week.
Three. Four.
Four pairs of shoes.
Four. I bought four.
You bought
don't
four.
Tell the wife.
No one listens to this anyways. It's going straight to the trash after it's done.
So. It's been a busy month. November was huge for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. December's I also got the,
what else you got, man? Tell us.
Yeezy 500, Soft Visions.
Fantastic. Yeah,
pick those up too. That's been it.
Oh.
That's it for November.
It up. Like, there was a lot more.
That month was my year.
It was a big, well, working for the brand, it's so crazy now. It's just like, I feel like I don't want to give my salary back to the company, but it's like sometimes you have to.
Absolutely,
facts.
Man.
Yeah,
like, I'm not mad at that, Mike. Don't worry.
So. You're preaching to the choir with that one, man. Exactly. Trust me.
As we're surrounded by boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Alvin, shoes last week.
Yes.
Wait for it. There we go. Sorry.
Yes.
I closed it for a second.
First pair was similar to Mike's pair, the ZX8000. I hit up, I didn't hit up the homie. I saw him post them, Fluffy Asterius. And he was like, anyone need a proxy? Julian. I'm like, yeah, I need a proxy.
Me, this guy does.
Just jokingly, like not thinking anything would happen over here. He's like, yo, I got you. I'm like, stop.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going
to. No, to be honest.
I didn't even think I was going to get them.
I thought.
What are you doing?
Because I love that shoe, I thought everyone else loved it as much as I did. And I thought it would have sold out. Luckily, it didn't. So he proxied me a pair. Thank you, brother. I love you. I got them today. Oh, my God.
Oh, you just got them today.
When I opened that box.
They're so nice.
And I touched them.
Yeah.
My pants got ruined.
Your pants got real tight.
Damn. And then the other pair was from the homie at Addy Sons 123 or 321. He posted a pair of Wheat Air Jordan 1 highs.
Ooh.
And he gave them to me for like a stupid deal. Anyone who's a size 11, hit him up because he's got some stuff for sale and he's open to offers.
Nice little plug.
And I got those.
Come get your shoes.
Yeah. Two pairs of shoes for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are we up to? So for the group so far, we're up to six pairs last week.
Yep.
Six pairs.
I'm trying to measure our irresponsibility. Six pairs. As a group, collectively.
Joel,
we all get a slap on the wrist.
Joel, shoes last week.
Just like these two guys.
These guys here.
She'll say yes first. Okay.
I also got the Aqua ZXs. As
oh
well.
My goodness! Wow.
With
three,
the help
three
of,
for three.
Of Mike D.
Yo.
Ding.
No ding for that.
No ding. Okay. But yeah, man, beautiful shoe. It was one of my picks.
From
back then.
And you rated it a scoop, I believe.
I rated a scoop, and I did scoop. So yeah,
scoop.
Man of my word.
But yeah, man, just that one pair.
I saw them sitting at the top of the stairs.
So nice.
Actually,
I wore them today, actually, because you know, I knew Mike was coming through, so I was like,
So you wore them earlier for him to not
hold
see
it
them.
Down.
I almost wore them too, to be honest.
What did you wear today, Michael?
I wore Adidas Yeezy 700 V1 Wave Runners.
Oh,
I have to say V1 now because there's V2.
Yes. There is. Mm. Oh boy, yeah. I need that shoe still.
For real.
Same.
I need another pair. Another one.
Okay. Another one.
Sorry, there, Khaled. Anyways,
maybe three pairs.
Oh boy, then you'll go
four.
Really go to
now
town.
It's four.
Oh, oh my god. I better stop.
No, keep going, please. I need this.
Lawrence, someone you can ask me, Alvin. Go ahead.
Lawrence, how was your previously last week, this week?
That's why you don't host the show. Yes. Yes, I did. I did buy shoes last week. I bought the, this was also one of my picks. Look at us being consistent. The Kith X Mickey Mouse / Disney Chuck 70 High from the collection that dropped last Monday. Mm. I actually had to pay resale for them. I bought them from StockX. I had a 5% off coupon code for StockX.
Sick.
It didn't make it any better. 5% is nothing. Really, I realized afterwards, I was like, that was stupid. Still stupid. It was just 5% less stupid. They came really quick, though. Like, impressively quick. The order went through technically Tuesday morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning is when everything like processed. Mm-hmm. They showed up at my door on Friday morning.
Wow.
Jeez. That's quick, man.
I got my order from StockX before some people got their order from Kith.
From Kith.
So I don't know how it ended up going from New York to Detroit to Toronto quicker than whatever. However it worked, it was great. I love them so much. Holy crap. Thank you so much, Ronnie Feig, for just making the collection.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The Kith site, on the other hand, is terrible. I don't want to get into that. Me and Calby had a field day texting about that.
Oh, I'm sure.
On release day. Yeah, he just loves having somebody to talk about Kith with. Sorry, I'm off it for a while now, Calby, until the Air Force Ones come out. Ooh. And
speaking of Air Force Ones,
Speaking of,
do you have a big intro for that
the
one?
Air Force.
Speaking of the Air Force One.
Needs a big voice. Speaking of the Air Force One. Yes. So last week, I'm just realizing now that I wrote Mickey Vans instead of Mickey Converse. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Calby.
Next time.
Speaking of the Air Force One, Nike Toronto was generous, kind, and gracious enough to send over the Travis Scott Air Force One.
Yes.
I know, right? Crazy. Jealous. Who saw that coming?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Last Friday received them, same day as the Mickey Chucks, and I was just like, what is going on? I got vertigo that day.
It was
day.
Like payday.
What's going on?
But
yeah.
Better.
Exactly. Yeah. My payday wouldn't even pay for those students. I mean, yeah. Crazy, super happy. Thank you so much, Nike Toronto. That was incredibly unexpected, especially a week later, and just incredibly generous. So thank you so much. If you want to see pictures of them, check out Canada Got Soul, because we took some of those. Next up, errors, edits, and messages. There we go. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip and hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. So last week I made it a point to say that I never make mistakes. I'm perfect. I made sure to double down on Saturday morning and say, look, here's me making less mistakes than you even thought. And people just ate it up. They just went in on our EEEs and found a ton of mistakes that I made. First up, Jalen Like Rose.
Oh,
so that would be the daughter of Flippin' Laces, who was on the podcast last week.
Yeah.
In the 21 questions, we asked him the largest province by area, and I said the answer was none of it. She says, EEE, none of it is a territory. Ooh, Quebec is the largest province. Ooh. I think that's, I don't know about that one. That's just...
I agree with her.
I think that territories is stupid. Why do we even have those?
We have this many provinces.
We should just call it the Northern Ice.
It should just be a province. You know what? I'm going to start a petition. I want them to be a province. They deserve to be a province.
Just one, though.
I don't care if they're... Just none of it. They can just be North.
So he's right. Yeah.
They'll just still... They'll all be the Northwest Territories, because that's what...
We could just call it the North.
Yeah, the North. I'm going to start a petition because I'm all about inclusion and I want them to also be a province. Let's turn this into social activism, everybody. Next up, Kix Fam, small air for Kuya. I think this was directed at you, Kuya Joel. He says it's Panthro, not Panthero from Thundercats.
Oh, yeah.
You said
Panthero.
You said, it's Panthro.
All this time. 30, 40 years I've been calling him Pantero.
I've been pan wrong.
Throw.
Yeah. Throw the pan.
Throw the pan. Thanks, Kix Fam.
He also says, your last podcast brought up a great subject about getting kicks stolen. Have you guys ever thought about insuring your collection? I'm not even sure if regular home insurance would cover it for the aftermarket value or just retail. He wants to know. I think we've covered this before, yeah. But just really quickly, have you guys ever thought about insurance?
I still am.
You're still thinking about it?
Oh, hell yeah.
I insure all my musical instruments that I have, so I keep those locked up in my sneaker closet for any of you guys that want to rob me.
Perfect.
But, but I keep them in there, and that whole room is basically insured.
So, oh, yeah. That's a good smart. Idea. Yeah, just insure
just
a
keep
room.
It, everything in there.
Is it considered a content insurance?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's just
and
for
I just
that
have pictures
room.
And of everything.
Yeah. Okay, so, very smart.
Yeah.
Joel.
Labels out.
Yeah, same thing. It's insured.
Content renters, insurance. Yeah. Yeah. Or renter's yeah. insurance yeah. for you. Yeah. yeah. So the thing, like, it's funny because the way this came up, I was talking, it was me, Jill, and I think my mom and my dad, and Jill being just the shit disturber was like, did you see the shoes Lawrence got on Friday? To my parents. And they're like, we saw the box because they had to open the door. Yeah. And she's like, they're worth like $1,000. Like for no reason, like for no reason whatsoever. And then, out of nowhere, about an hour later, my mom walks up to my room. Have you ever thought about contents insurance for all this stuff? Just wondering. Just want to know if you want to think about insuring it, and then walks away.
All of a sudden, now it makes
all
sense.
All of a sudden, now
it?
It's like, do you want to insure this? Like, she just clued in. Like, is this stuff actually worth something? So the answer, in short, now I have thought about it because my mother has questioned me about
but
it.
Jill's not the only one that
smart.
Does that.
No,
Sasha did the same thing.
Word.
When Kaya got the Mars yards, we were like at her parents' house for dinner. She was like, "Do you guys see? Kaya got shoes. They're worth like $300 retail, and apparently like the men's ones are like $5,000." I'm like, bro, what the hell are you trying to do right now? Like, fuck, man.
She's.
Do you want to sell them?
She's bragging for you for Kaya.
It's like just
like,
leave it.
Why?
Okay,
yeah. Like, babe, you're such a hype beast. Oh my God.
You've changed.
Yeah. These shoes have changed you. You wore Roche runs when we met. Next up, Manny Anaya. Anaya
yeah.
from, I believe, the Bay Area. That's right. He says, yo, great episode, guys. I think it's the last episode. He says, I'm sorry to break it to you, Lawrence, but the black and red 11s are not coming in a pullout box.
Whack.
Because last episode, we talked about how the 2012 came out in the regular pullout, and it still had the sleeve, which made no sense to anybody.
Yeah, that was dumb.
He says they're coming in the OG orange top and black bottom box, just like the 12s, which is honestly a lot easier to deal with. I love my 11s, but damn, they take so long to take out and put back in.
Mm-hmm. True. That's true.
Yeah.
When I read that, I was like, people don't like the pullout box? I was like,
it's an experience.
What? Yeah. I didn't know this was even a thing.
Yeah.
So, for the first time in a long time, we threw up a...
soul pull.
That was not even rehearsed. That was really good.
That was really good.
We...
That was really good.
Thanks, man.
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't either. No, don't worry.
None of us did.
Good for you. Pat on the
back. You were
just
joking.
Came out. Sorry.
We didn't talk about that. I was going to say sneaker heading for dummies.
Have you been practicing?
In the mirror, just waiting week after week.
That's why I took a mic home.
Yeah. So we asked everybody, which kind of shoebox do you prefer? Mm. I meant specifically for the Jordan 11s. When we posted this, I was referring to the 11s, but I guess it just goes overall, which kind of shoebox do you prefer? The original shoebox, flappy McFlappers, or the pullout box. So first of all, what do you guys prefer? Whether it be for Jordan 11s or otherwise, what do you prefer?
Or Adidas Yeezys.
No, I'm all about
or
the pullout.
Adidas
Yeezys. So
yeah, Yeezys.
I'm all about the pullout box.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pullout gang strong.
Yeah.
Okay. Pullout gang strong.
That's one for pullout. Alvin.
Damn.
Say the right thing.
You better have the right answer.
Yeah. I like the flappy box, man.
Ooh. Sorry. That's not
okay.
Right.
I like that.
That's okay, though.
You like the flappies? Do you have a reason?
Most of my shoes are like that.
So just because.
Not a good
just
answer.
Because. That's yeah. Not a good answer.
Well, yeah, no, I don't know.
That's the only reason.
You should ask again.
Joel, what do you think?
I like the flappies, but.
What?
Wait. But. I prefer the pull-up because they're more sturdier. and you can stack them.
It's true. They're like bricks.
So what do you prefer?
Bang, bang. I like, well, if I had a choice,
yeah,
like
that's what every, you do.
Every shoebox, a pull-out box.
Yeah.
So you change your answer just now, or?
No, well, I can't. Pull-out? I can't tell. Hey, Nike or hey, Adidas.
But to be fair, it is harder to pull out.
Okay, here's my thing.
Jordan 11 pull-out box. Yeah.
Here's my thing, because I first of all didn't even know this was even. Didn't even know this was a conversation.
Oh, it's huge, bro.
Because the pull-out box is clearly much superior, and I'll tell you several reasons why. First of all, Joel said, it's much more sturdy.
Construction.
You can stack several thousand of them on top of each other, and they'll be perfectly fine.
Totally.
Next, if you need that OVO 10 down there at the bottom of the shelf, how are you going to get it?
I got to take off.
When was the last time you wore that shoe?
Long time. That's because it's on
the bottom of
the shelf.
Literally
at the
bottom.
And you don't want to
wear
it.
Doesn't get any love, yeah.
And so you would have to take all these 99 shoes from the top of it off. If it was a pull-out box, no, sir.
Nope.
Slide it on out. Slide it back
in. You have the slide box fart noise, too.
And there's a slight struggle. I'll give you that. There's a slight struggle to push back in afterwards. Yeah. You got to make sure it's lined up properly. Mm-hmm. But I think that the struggle of ripping down a stack of shoes is much greater. So for me, I think pull out. What do you guys think?
Clearly never worked in a shoe store.
This.
Which is most of our listeners.
Yeah. The shoe store did change it a lot because the pull-out box in a shoe store is just terrible. Just. Yeah.
I despise them at work.
Yeah, like anything other than a regular shoebox at a shoe store is just not good.
No. Especially if it comes with a dust bag.
What? Oh my God. When someone wants to try that shoe on, you literally crawl to the back room. Oh man.
There's a process to that.
Yeah, exactly. So I do see it from that side. The answer to this shocked me. What do you guys think the result of the soul poll was? Do people prefer pull out or flappy mix?
People are lazy these days. Flappies.
Flappy.
But you all are correct. It was pretty close, 56-44 for the flappies.
Not bad.
But the laziness should push towards the pullout, I would think.
I agree.
If you have a bad back, though, you're bending over for a while if that shit's on the bottom.
To pull it out and push it back in. And
for the pullout.
Yeah,
My back's horrible. Whereas like if it's a stack and it's a flappy.
You just rip it out. Whoosh. You're like literally like a magician with a table
full
of glass.
It's like the
tablecloth,
right?
Yeah, okay.
And then it's out.
I could see that.
But that's just me because I'm old as fuck. And
I could see that. I can see arguments for both sides. I definitely can.
But the sturdiness, though, is huge.
The sturdiness is, man, when you have 40 shoes stacked up there, you need a firm base.
So you might as well.
It's basically a cinder block.
Exactly.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So next up, HQ Inc. He says, listening to episode 87 and I have an EEE. Surprise, surprise. And he also says, don't know if I'm proud to catch y'all slipping or not. He says, the Soulland Blazer that Lawrence picked for CGS picks came out on Sneakers Canada this past week. I missed it.
Damn it.
So far, that was our only way of copping and they are all sold out now. I'm not going to consider that a mistake on my part. So you can keep trying, everybody. But that was not a mistake. That was just, I didn't say it hadn't come out. I just said I didn't know when they come out. I have one more EE here, and it is from me, Lawrence.
One of you guys have been slipping.
Of course it is.
And I say, I did not say purple rhino. I don't even know what I'm trying to say now.
Wow.
I did say purple dino raptor jersey,
I listened to it earlier.
I listened to it immediately. And I was like, Christian, you made me question myself. How dare you? So for all those, keep trying. I don't make mistakes. I only make memories. Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down, keeping with the Mike D, all day I dream about D does.
Wow.
D does. Chats. This week's topic is the Adidas NMD. Joel.
Down.
Alvin.
Down.
Mike.
Up.
Down. Sorry. Next up, NSR. Do you want to take a second? You look mad.
No.
This is why we put you nearest to the stairs.
No, we're good.
Decide you want to leave.
We're good.
Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And it is my turn for the NSR question today. And yesterday I was pushing a shopping cart and I stubbed my shin on the shopping cart, and it just gave me the immediate flashback of stubbing your shin on a Razor scooter. And how much that hurt when it swung around and struck you in your shin, in your small 11-year-old shin. And I want to know, what was the worst injury you've ever sustained?
Ooh, good Joel. One.
Damn. I still have evidence of it.
Oh, you don't have to take your shirt off, but, Joel.
But if you want.
It's my pants, though.
Go for
pants.
It. But, yeah.
It's my pinky. So what it was during like football practice.
Ew.
I went to go tackle.
Oh, that's why your pinky's like that.
Yeah, it's fucking matched up.
Now you know. Yeah. Now you know.
So what it was, I went to go tackle the guy. I grabbed him by, like, I went to go tackle him, and my pinky hit his hip. Ouch. And I looked down at my glove, and it's a white glove, so it's making an L.
It's going this way. The right angle. So triangle.
Look good? And I was like, what the fuck? So then I popped it back in.
Oh, ooh, that.
So then at home, at home now, like I went on during the day, had my hot dogs and whatever. But anyway,
hot dogs. He remembers the snack
and rice. Hot dogs and rice hot with dogs, ketchup.
Oh, okay, yeah, bro. But anyway, I went home, showered, and then I hit my pinky on my hip.
Oh my god!
And I looked down at my finger, and it's fucked up again. So then I popped it back in.
Oh my god!
But right now, like, you know, several year, decades later, it's I didn't put it in a splint.
Oh,
so
it's
permanently like
ugly,
fucked up. Yeah. So yeah, that's my injury.
Right, Alvin,
I think I was in grade 8. I was heavily into BMX and like biking. I had a little biking crew.
Sick, bro.
Yo, I did too.
Do you guys have a name?
Huh?
Do you have a biker name? Like your group?
No, we just. My name was Alvin. My boy's name was Doug, and my other guy's name was Jonathan. We just rode around the hood.
Okay.
And like one day, I don't know what I was thinking, man. Like I was just trying to go really, really fast because I'm stupid as fuck. And I literally like fell, or like I slipped or something happened, and I ended up getting like sliding on the road.
Road rash.
Stupid. Road. Like, so on my elbow, I still have the scar.
Of your road rash?
My road rash and my ankle.
Oh,
and
man.
It hurt.
So do you tell girls you have these scars from when you were in a biker gang?
Yes.
Yeah, when I was 14. Yeah. Yeah. I was in an outlaw bicycle gang.
That's when you peaked, Dan.
Yeah. It was a part of my initiation.
We were called the BMX menaces.
If you don't have road rash, you ain't a part of the gang.
Okay.
Mikey.
That's how you get in the gang. Go down that hill, jump.
Fall.
Jump off.
Slide.
That's it.
Get a big cut on your
arm. Exactly, yeah. Bleed a little.
Yeah.
The worst injury I've ever had is when I was 12 years old. Compound fracture on my left forearm.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it hurts.
Two bones broken in the arm. It looked like there was an A in my arm. Like if I put my left one on top of my right, it looked like they were attached.
Oh.
Like it could go underneath.
Magic.
It was disgusting.
You want to see something cool?
It was.
You ever see a guy like this?
But I broke it skateboarding. My dad bought me a skateboard for my birthday. Nice. I'm like down at the end of the driveway. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do something. Yeah. Boom. Fall off. Snap.
That was your initiation.
Watch dad. Do an ollie.
Hey, dad. Dad.
Is this normal?
I think I hurt myself. I have the letter A on my arm.
So he
is
he
this sees A for
me.
Awesome or no?
He sees me at the end of the driveway. He freaks out. He grabs my brother and sister with like one shoe on their foot into our Astro van at the time.
Astro, you know,
big old Astro van. Yeah, we get to the Oshawa General Hospital at the
shout
time.
Shout out.
Oh my God. So we get there and we go to the girl out front and she's like, we get in line. Dad goes to the counter. Oh, my son broke his arm. Are you sure it's broken? The guy behind us goes, lady, I've never seen an arm bend like that before.
I've never seen a more broken arm.
So in a cast for God knows how long. I think it was like 6 months.
That's cool, man.
It was
bad.
It was a bad break.
To be fair, you would have been accepted into my bicycle gang.
Yeah. Yo, I would have rode for your gang for sure.
Damn, you guys are really cool. Mine's not that cool. Alvin was actually there playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, playing basketball. Classic jam finger.
Oh.
My dad helped
on me. On the pinky of my left hand, left-handed. Life was over.
Yeah.
look down at it, and it was not like Joel's, like a right angle triangle. It was like a zigzag, almost, yeah. Like a Z, yeah. like a almost if you put it vertically, it would be a lightning bolt. So I look at it and I was like, ooh, that's not good. And I was like, for 1 second, I was like, should I take a picture of this? Because it's kind of cool. And then I was like, maybe I should just get it,
maybe I should just roll it out.
Fixed really quick. So didn't roll out anywhere, actually. Walked over, showed Alvin and his dad, who was actually sitting there. And Alvin's dad's like, it's cool. I got it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Grabs it. He's like, 1, 2, 3, pull. Snap. Nothing happens. I was like, that hurts. He's like, hold on, let me try again.
One more time.
No problem. Do your thing. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Does it. Boom. Pops back in. Okay, let's play. Let's play. Back to the game.
No, who's got the tape? Played, and we won the rest of the night, too.
Back to the game.
Yeah. Couple, good luck break.
Fast forward, we'll say a year and a half, because I the whole time assumed, okay, dislocation, whatever. Still looking at it, not as ugly as Joel's, maybe like 5 out of 10 compared to Joel's being a 10. But a friend of the show and occasional listener, Philly, other Phil, Snipper Phil, nurse. Certified nurse. I told him, I was like, yo, this still gives me problems sometimes when I play, like give a little bit of soreness. It was bruised for like 6 months. And he looks at it. He just feels it for a second. He's like, my friend, you did not only dislocate this, you broke it.
Ooh.
So first of all, that's why it hurts so much when your dad pulled on it 2 times. But that's why it healed the way it did. A little bit ugly. So me and Joel are pinky twins, pinky and brothers. You guys are badass twins.
Badass. Yeah.
And that, my friends, has been 30 seconds. Thank you. Next up, a couple quick promos. Yeah, each, if that. Next up, promos. We have a couple things to run through this week. First up, the Ultimate Sneaker Show is taking over the Enercare Center on Saturday, December 14th. If you want a chance to meet Mike D, he's going to be there all day signing autographs.
Yeah,
from
Shawarma Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there with Kais Omar. Yeah, I'll be hanging out with Kais Omar.
Kais Omar at the same table. They're going to be sharing a shawarma, chicken on the rocks.
Yeah, it's going to be shawarma and Crepe Protect.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So along with Shawarma, Crepe Protect, Kais Omar, and Mike D, there's also other new additions, a Trading Pit, Food Court, and Sporting Zone.
Ooh.
So Mike is going to be going back and forth, I think, between Shawarma and Sports.
That's right.
Which sounds like a winning combination to me. I can't think of a better combination than those two things.
And the Enercare Center is beautiful.
It is a very nice place.
Yeah.
It might not be after Mike shits all over the court, figuratively and literally.
He was right about that lactose thing.
Yeah.
He was.
No garlic sauce, please.
No. Water down the don't air sauce.
Some water with the sauce. If you're interested in tickets, available now via Soul Exchange Canada and their Eventbrite page. Mm-hmm. Also, this weekend, fellas, Sunday to be exact, the day after Saturday, CGS to 2020 will be commencing.
Oh,
is it this Sunday?
I know.
Countdown.
I know. I know.
Ready for this?
I know. It snuck up on me too.
I look forward to this every year.
Same. Mm-hmm. The other 11 months can go fuck themselves.
March Maxness.
No, all of them. My birthday. Fuck them all. Get out of here.
Birth month.
CGS to 2020 is where it's at. For all those unfamiliar, Joel is going to tell you what goes down.
Joel. Every day you wear a pair of shoes and you got to post it up on the gram. CGS to 2020.
Correct.
Hashtag. And you gotta wear on foot. We don't want to see like in your hand with the box in the background, with the tag still on it. Yeah, inside. It's gotta be on foot, outside, in the snow,
main feed,
in slush, everything. Ooh, we want to see all that stuff, man.
Main feed because we can't track stories.
Main feed, no stories on your main feed.
Make sure your public profiles only.
Yeah, man.
No burner accounts.
Otherwise, you lose.
Automatically, there are no losers unless you have a private profile. All those with private profiles are losers.
Yeah. And sketchy.
And weird. It's a social network. Anyways, I'm sure you have your reasons, followers who have private.
I would love to hear.
Yes. That. Yeah. Please let us know your reasons for being private. Uh-huh. I'm sure they're weird. We're also going to be keeping track, maybe keeping a small tally, and there may or may not, but may be some prizes to give away at the end of the month. So do your best to participate as much as you can, even if it's 7 out of the 31? 30? How many days?
31.
31
very
days.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
That do the knuckle thing. January. Yeah.
Take away seven.
Yeah,
plus
exactly.
One.
Stupid. 7 of the 31 days, whatever. Still counts. Still cool that you're participating. We're definitely going to do the Ronald McDonald House charity fundraiser again, which is very fun. Probably for some bonus entries to the may or may not have prize sweepstakes. But yeah, it's really fun. Always make sure you get your entries in early because everyone always slacks. And then at the end of the month, it's like an avalanche of entries. So
yeah.
Might as well start the first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys excited or what?
Now that I know it's like a week away, for sure.
Bro, it's less than a week. It's like 3 days, five, four, couple days.
It's already Sunday. Sunday.
And today is Saturday. So it's, really soon, man.
That's tomorrow. Yeah. All right, I'm down.
It's tomorrow.
But first we have to take on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. You do. You work retail.
That's true.
I don't have to take on nothing.
I'm working late that day, too.
So. Oh, my God. Nice, what are the hours of, if anyone wants to shop the Adidas store on Black Friday yesterday, listening to this?
We will be opening early. Why? Ooh, pickups for Yeezys. Static 5, or static 350, non-reflective.
The cream one?
The what?
Is that the one, that the cream looking one?
No, it's the black one.
The black one.
Triple black.
Right, Black Friday. Black.
Triple black, static, non-reflective.
Non-reflective.
Shows what I know.
Reflective laces.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. That's cool. Hey.
The laces.
$300 clip.
Cha-ching. Easy money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm excited for? Pause for a dramatic effect. 21 Questions is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, featuring the one and only Mike D. Thank you for your own introduction.
Hey, I have to do it myself.
You know how this goes. You have a podcast.
You
are a frequent game show watcher. I'm sure Price is Right was a staple in your household.
Shut up, Bob Barker.
So it's like Price is Right, but completely different. It's like exactly the same and opposite at the same time. The similarity is you will lose and leave with no money.
Oh.
The difference is everything else. So it's like your own
game.
It's like your own personal fire round. 21 questions, just like you used to play with the girls on MSN Messenger. Are you ready?
ASL.
Yes.
ASL indeed. Sup? Not much. You? None.
None.
End of conversation.
All right. Peace.
First question, air or boost?
Boost.
Number 2, red or blue?
Blue.
Number 3, favorite Yeezy model?
Ooh. 700 V1.
Number 4, favorite Air Max model?
Air Max 1.
Number 5, favorite shoe that you own?
That's a toughie. It's got a lot of nice
I'm going to go Wave Runner 700.
Ooh, and he wore them today.
Yep.
Special for us.
Yep, just for you guys.
Number 6, superstar or Stan Smith?
Stan Smith.
Number 7, how many inches in a yard?
A yard. I'm going to go with 48.
36.
Oh, you're closer, bro.
You were only a foot off.
Yeah.
Number 8, Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
Depends.
On?
Am I spraying or am I using solution?
It depends on what brand you choose.
Oh, damn.
They both offer the same products.
I know, but I use different products for different things.
Well, which one is best overall?
I'm going to go with Jason Mark.
Number 9, better food, Toronto or Montreal?
Montreal.
Number 10, what else do you collect?
Musical instruments, guitars.
Ooh, oh,
nice.
It's an expensive hobby with your expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Number 11, pineapple on pizza?
Why not? I wouldn't eat it, but yeah.
Why not is definitely not an answer. Do you like dogs?
I do.
Number 12, spell chihuahua.
Wow. C-H-I-U...
It's already wrong.
Okay.
C-H-I...
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Number 13, would you rather go half size up or half size down?
Half size up.
Number 14, Leafs or Canadien?
Oh, Leafs.
Number 15, Pharrell or Kanye?
Kanye.
Number 16, one person you'd like Adidas to sign?
Ooh.
Mike D!
No. Oh,
man, no, not me.
One person Adidas to sign. I'm going to go
You can steal somebody if you want to.
That's Post Malone.
Oh, that would be cool. Steal him from Crocs.
Yeah.
Nice.
Crocs.
What is the fastest two-legged animal in the world?
An ostrich?
Correct. Number 18, original boxes or drop fronts?
Boxes.
Original boxes? They're both boxes.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Original boxes.
Okay.
I only have.
Number 19, what is your number one grail? I wrote, what is our number one grail?
My number one grail. That's so tough. To be completely honest, it would probably be a Jordan 1 Chicago.
Oh,
OG.
Fry. 1985.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Beautiful. That's grail.
Number, yeah, that's a good for definition real. Of holy grail.
Yeah.
Number 20, would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
One grail.
Number 21, favorite sneaker podcast?
The Shawarma podcast.
Correct. That is the correct. That is the correct answer.
Hey!
Compliment that shirt. Yeah, that was fun.
So something else that we do like to do on this podcast before we get into a little mini interview, mm-hmm. it's another interview. We want to know your soulography. So first of all, we want to know what got you into sneakers to begin with. Where did this all stem from?
So my love for sneakers came very late. It started when I was probably 22, 23 years old.
Oh, last year?
Oh, last year, yeah.
Damn.
Basically. Oh, that's sad.
You can pay us for that later.
I appreciate that. Ever since I've hit 30, it's just like everything hurts now. I woke up the day of my 30th birthday and went, ow. That's the first thing I said. But it started with that. But back in the day, I used to wear, like, we were talking about N1s. I used to wear N1s in high school. I used to wear K-Swiss in high school.
Yeah.
Superstars, black with white stripes. That was, like, a staple for me.
Yeah, that was my gym shoe.
Yeah, that was, like, it could take so much, that shoe, you know?
Yep,
you could
just, literally.
And when you're a kid, and I was living out in the country, so I was always out getting dirty and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Getting dirty.
Getting dirty. Back of pickup trucks. And underage drinking a beer.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding. We called it. Skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
But yeah, started with that, and then I got into like the higher top Nike like prestige stuff.
Oh yeah,
like the Foot Locker specials.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Buy one, get one half, baby.
Dude. Totally.
Give me three colors.
I'm like, wait, I could get this and that for $100.
The high and the low prestige.
It's buy one and get one half.
Yeah. Wait, you're telling me there's a prestige 2 now? No.
So. And I think it did have the prestige 2.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're up to like
have
a 6.
Prestige 2. Oh,
there's 6.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's too many prestigious.
That was the fake dunk.
It's not Halo. Yeah. But yeah, I started wearing those. And then I was living in Montreal at the time. I started going into this new sneaker boutique that opened up called Exclusivity.
Why are you looking at me?
Because. Why is everyone looking at me?
No.
So I started going in there, and I met a girl who worked there. Her name was Cherry Graywall.
Cherry.
Shout out to Cherry. Cherry was always nice, and she always gave us like the scoop on what was going on in the sneaker world, because at the time I really didn't know. And then I got into radio and stuff, so I had a little bit more cheddar to throw around.
Fromage.
Yeah, exactly. Fromage. Yeah. So I started going, and I bought like my first pair of high top Air Jordan 1s.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you know what they were? Highlight reels.
Oh, baby.
Oh, highlight reels.
Yeah. 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 Highlight reels.
Oh,
Atlantic
baby.
Hawks colorway.
Oh, yeah. I just threw up in my
That's
mouth
a basketball
a
team, right? That's a basketball team?
Yeah, Atlanta basketball Hawks.
So I picked those up, and then, you know, once you get into an Air Jordan 1 like that, it's
over.
Yeah, game over.
Yeah.
Your life is gone.
But then I started to get a lot of mids. Why?
Because it
was it was cheaper than $215 at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So it was like what, like 130?
Something like that. Yeah.
130 or something like that, or 125. So I got into those. At one point I sold all of my mids and a lot of my ones at one time to one guy. I was just like, boom, you take them
all.
Yeah, that was a good day. that was a good day. But then I met a good friend of this podcast, Mr. Christopher Chu,
of course,
nice.
At a Foot Locker event, because they were opening a House of Hoops in Montreal.
Oh, oui, oui.
So we met, and we got to meet up with Bill Wennington.
What?
Yeah, he's a basketball player, Lawrence, by the way.
Thanks, Chicago. Man.
So we got to hang out with him for a while. I had a nice dinner with him. Then we got to go over to the store. And Chris and I talked. We're like, hey, you know, we should do like a podcast or something like that. Yeah, we should do that. fast forward 1 year later. We don't talk to each other.
You guys got right on that.
Exactly. So basically what was happening is he texted me and there was a Jordan 1 coming out that I wanted to get because I was getting married. So it was the black and white Air Jordan 1 High. Ooh, from 2014.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish. It was later in the season because it was cold. Yeah.
Some winters ago.
Yeah, some winters ago. So I met up with Chris and he's like, yeah, you should get the shoe. I went and lined up with him at Exco City and we kind of hit it off. And then we did start a podcast.
And you were like, "Yo, we should do a podcast.
We should do a podcast. Yeah. Like,
where have I heard that before?"
A few years later. So, yeah, then I started getting into like Yeezys and stuff like that and Adidas. And now working for the brand is kind of fast-tracked that pile of blue boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I can imagine.
When I got to Toronto, like, fast forward, I moved to Toronto.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Plot twist.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. But what about the sneaker part anyway?
Exactly. No, we're still doing it, you know. Yeah.
Shout out to Sneak Podcast.
Exactly. Shout out to the boys. But moved down to Toronto and started working for the brand. And everything's just skyrocketed. So I'm loving
sick,
it.
Sick, sick.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Is that too much?
No, that was not enough, actually.
Perfect.
Oh,
okay.
So you kind of got into it, but what was your sneakerhead timeline like? So you started with the And One.
Yeah.
Somewhere along there was Jordan One, and now it's Adidas, obviously, because you worked with the brand.
Okay. So yeah, I could definitely go like shoe by shoe.
Break her down.
Okay, let's start with like the Kmart specials. You know? No, sorry. Byway.
Byway. Oh,
let's look at the Byway. All right. So yeah,
that
bin
way.
At the Byway. started with those. I had some Converse high tops growing up. Then, of course, got into high school and I was wearing more of the K-Swiss. And I would take like bleach to them to keep them white.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, that leather like that.
No.
Didn't like that at all.
Most leathers don't like that.
I swear to God, it just peeled right off. Yeah. The whole leather just peeled off. But yeah, I got into K-Swiss, then superstars to like Vans. Mm. I wore Vans for a little while, some authentics. I was also in a band for a long time before getting into radio, and Converse were like my shoes to wear on stage because like there's nothing there. It's you want a rubber sole, really.
Yeah.
Like a rock star.
Exactly.
Like a rock star you are.
Exactly. Yeah. So wore that and then again got into the Prestiges and then Jordan 1s, Yeezys. Everything Adidas now.
So you were never into, you never did the running phase that most of us seem to go through, like the Air Max phase?
So I do, but that was kind of in with my Jordan 1 phase.
Okay.
Like kind of at the same time when I was wearing Jordan 1s, I was wearing Air Max 1s. And anytime I could pick up a pair of Air Max 1s on the low, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I found a pair of black and red ones at like a Marshalls one day. I was like, what? Black and red? Air Max 1, I'll take it.
Bread, yeah. Sean Collard.
Bread.
Bread.
Black and red. Yeah. He's trained me, see?
He's clearly got
me trained. I can't say bread anymore.
He'll snap you out of it sooner or later.
But it wasn't like the bread one that you could have made on,
My Adidas?
Nike ID. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because that one was so sick. Mm-hmm. When you were able to do the royal and the bread.
Yeah. Oh.
So cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got into Air Max 1s and Ultra Boost, of course. When Ultra Boost first came out, I walked into a Foot Locker and bought the very OG.
The very, very
Ultra
OG.
Boost. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. Sick. Was able to pick it up with a gift card too. Woo!
Yeah. They went on sale.
Yeah. I got the last one. I walked in. I'm like, the girl goes, "You want to try that on?" I'm like, "What size?" She goes, 10.5. I'm like, "No, put it in the box. Take it. I'll take it right now. I know what this is.
Don't even look at it.
No,
don't look at me. Look
I
at
saw Kanye wear these last week.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna be cool. I'm gonna be cool finally.
Think about all the friends I'm gonna make now.
Exactly.
They'll finally do a podcast with me.
And then after that, we started the sneaker podcast.
See, it was not a coincidence, man. No. Like they were waiting for your cool factor to rise just
exactly.
a little bit. So that's what got you into it. That was kind of your lineage there. What's keeping you into sneakers now?
The stories, to be honest. Like the story. Even though, yes, I work for Adidas, I love a Nike and Jordan story. You know, because I love history in general. So, like, knowing history on certain athletes or, you know, influencers or whatever is really cool to me. So just having that knowledge is really cool. But I would say everything's new. Like, every 5 days, like you said, we get a different sneaker. So it's, like, constantly keeping you on your toes to see what's coming out next. Mm-hmm. What's next? What's next? And I think that's the thing that has us all is what's next.
Yeah.
You know, so... What's next?
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you what's next.
I don't know. So now I really quickly want to talk about your move from Montreal to Toronto.
Sure.
Because we've had people from out of town on the podcast. We've had Calgary. We've had Montreal.
Shout out Chris.
Several times. Yep. Sean Collard as well. Mm-hmm. You're not going to shout him out.
Scott Collard.
Scotty. Uncle Scotty. Uncle
Scott. Scott.
But we've never had somebody who has actually moved and now planted themselves somewhere else. So it's kind of interesting because it's different when you're a guest, as you would say. Someone
totally.
Visits here. Same thing when we visit another place, just to perceive it. But now you've lived both, albeit you've only been here for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
First of all, what's one main difference you've noticed? So between the two cities, sneaker-wise mostly, but you can branch off into anything if you want to talk about something else.
People are very passionate about their sneakers here in Toronto.
Are they not in Montreal? Is that what you're implying?
They are. It's just like now that I've had to work like Yeezy drops and stuff like that, you really see it. You know, people getting into fights and people yelling at each other and just like bad vibes all around. And like we can't do anything with a line, right? So you just got to take it.
Yeah.
So people are very passionate about their sneakers. A lot of people come up from the States too, which is insane.
Yeah, from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo has like next to nothing as well.
That's what they say. They're like, we don't get these down here. I'm like, what?
Wow. I know it's weird to think of a Canadian place as being better than these any spots. American place.
Yeah, right?
But
you
yeah,
guys don't get that
quite often here. Yeah. So there's just less passion, you think, over there? Or you think it's just...
I don't know. There is a lot of passion because there's a lot of people there that
absolutely
have
yeah.
so
yeah.
much passion.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My boy Chris and like so many other people, like the list is so long of like the people that are so passionate in Montreal. And
would you say it's like not as concentrated?
It's just like, I feel like Toronto's so large, you know, it's so big.
So by default.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just so crazy. Like in Montreal, yes, it's a big city, but it's nothing like Toronto, you know, so it's so different. Everyone's doing their own thing. I find people are very independent here. You know, I feel like there's a lot more crew
camaraderie
and stuff like that in Montreal, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'm still getting used to it too. So I haven't been out to that much to see like too many events or anything like that. So,
but I mean, like you said, you're working at the store, so you do have a pretty good gauge on everything you're working, especially on Queen Street West.
That's it.
Quite a good gauge on everything.
Like, totally. You're in sneakers all day, every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're living it.
Does Montreal, do you think, as someone who used to live there, do you think they see themselves as on the outside looking in when it comes to Toronto specifically?
Totally.
Yeah?
I think my boy Chloe said it the best.
Shout out
to Chloe, and he's just like, Toronto gets everything.
Yeah.
You know, everything he tries to get online, everything goes to Toronto. So it's definitely made things more available, you know, especially being in this large of a city.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they don't get the stuff that Toronto gets in Montreal.
Yeah, so you literally think that they're like little brother syndrome kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Getting hand-me-downs type deal.
I don't want to go that far. Love ourselves some Montreal out here, but...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because I always, like every time someone from outside of Toronto, specifically from Canada, comes on, we want to know how they perceive... quote unquote, not even quote unquote, the biggest sneaker market in the country.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they're like, no, we're just doing our own thing. Yeah, you guys get a lot. But now that you've experienced both, you can definitely see the whole dynamic of, yeah.
Totally. There's just so much more allocation out here when it comes to product, you know, so much more product when it comes to down to numbers, you know, and I just find that Toronto gets just so much more allocation, so much more product. So that's another reason why they're so big in the Mecca, really, in Canada of sneakers. It's true.
And once again, literally just potentially due to physical size.
Yeah.
Because we have such a large population.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like in Montreal, there's only so many stores you can go to pick up something.
Yeah.
Here, it's just like it's everywhere.
Limitless. Yeah.
You can go north, south, east, west, whatever.
The other four directions as well.
Yeah.
Other than those. Yeah.
The ankled ones.
North, whatever they're called. But yeah, it kind of makes me feel bad because there are times, obviously living here, you have a different perspective, but there's times where we're like, oh man, Canada's not getting this. Mm. And usually if Canada gets it, Toronto gets it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there's times where we're here and we're like, oh, Canada's not getting it. Yeah. Like, we're pissed. We're like, oh, only New York and the big cities are getting it. And we're like, we're a big city.
What the hell,
but then,
guys?
Yeah, then you talk about Montreal or Vancouver or Calgary, which are also other massive cities.
Yeah, huge.
That are larger than a lot of the cities in the States by population. Yeah. And just because they're in Canada, don't get it.
Yeah.
And I start to feel bad a little bit, but then I don't.
And there's a lot of false hope, you know, especially when it comes to like something that's super hyped.
Yeah.
And people be like, releasing in Canada, amazing. So people in Montreal get super excited. When it gets down to release week, that's where they hit you with the, sorry, Toronto only.
But what stores would get, like, are there tier zero accounts that would carry that kind of thing in Montreal, or?
What do you mean? Like an off the hook type deal? Or
yeah, like, but off the hook get like off white? Like, do they get off white there?
No, Essence would get off white.
And then Travis Scott stuff?
Travis Scott would go to Exclusivity. House of Hoops.
Okay, they don't actually get it. Oh, yeah, House of Hoops,
exactly.
Very true. So, what's one thing that surprised you about the Toronto sneaker scene?
The amount of people that are willing to help out other people. You know, I find that a lot of people talk to each other and connect and get proxied and be like, yo, I can't grab something, can you help me out? Yeah, no problem, I got you. You know, and that's what we try to do in the store too. We try to give the people like, hey, I can't grab it right now. And yeah, no problem, I got you for later on.
Oh, sick.
You know, nice. So, you know, we're not backdooring stuff or anything like that.
He just openly it in the hear ye, hear just... ye.
Shame. But yeah, it's just a lot of people are working together, which is nice to see. Especially those resellers. They love working together too.
Oh, absolutely. They love all the resellers.
I've
are in
seen
cahoots.
Some crazy stuff. Like, nah, I've seen. Man. I've seen the resellers grab a pizza guy off the street and have him walk in, grab a pair of shoes, and walk out.
Just so they could have another body.
Yeah. I thought someone was delivering pizza to the store. Yeah. Boy, was
like,
I wrong.
And you were like, yeah.
For real. I was like, oh, who ordered this? Because sometimes we'll have customers bring in like, yo, here's some pizza for you guys. We're like, what?
And they were like,
no.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry. This bag is empty. Where are my Yeezys?
Wow. Is it not like that in Montreal or?
I wouldn't say it's as concentrated as it is. Like down here, it's more of like a business thing.
Yeah.
You know, especially when the resellers get out there, it's like boom, 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 done. In Montreal, I find it's not as concentrated. Yeah. I guess that would be the word. Mm. It's just not, I don't know, you don't see it as much like in plain view.
Yeah.
You know?
So did you have the perception before you came here then that it wasn't like that in Toronto?
No.
You think it was like Screwface Capital, like no one liked each other?
No, totally.
Thing,
I came in with totally an open mind. Okay. I had no idea what I was really getting myself into other than what I've spoken to you guys about or anyone else that's lived in Toronto, friends that have lived in Toronto. So, but they're not really into the whole sneaker scene. So they weren't really able to give me that perspective on what it's really like. But working at the store has put that right into perspective, which is nice.
So getting into working at the store then, is this your first time actually working in retail?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's also your first time working in sneaker retail, obviously.
Yes.
By default. How do you like that just overall? Because it's not as advertised for the most part.
No. It is totally not.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think you're just going to get to a store and you're just going to sell shoes. There's so much more involved in it. It's crazy. And Lawrence, you know this, and it's insane. Getting into it, I thought I might have been taking a step back, which I knew I was doing, but I was willing to put in that work to get to where I wanted to be. So I signed on at Adidas to work 2 days a week. I'm okay with that. Sure. Mm-hmm. While I have this little cushion of me moving from Montreal, sold my house and all that jazz, I was able to have a little nest egg to support myself while I, you know, work my way up the ladder, if I could say that. But I'm still working my way up the ladder and I'm hoping to get to my goals by the end of the year. Next year. Oh. 2020. Mike D, 2020.
Countdown.
Countdown to 2020.
Countdown to 2021. hashtag Mike D to 2021. So was there any misconceptions that you had about sneaker retail? Because a lot of people, especially because you're older getting into sneaker retail for the first time, a lot of people are younger getting into the first time and they have that whole perception of this is the coolest job on the planet. Yeah. I work at Foot Locker. I work at Adidas. Oh my God, I'm going to get every release. Oh my God, I'm the coolest kid on the block. And then they get there and they're like, holy shit, this is hard.
Yeah. This is hard or I really don't want to work. Yeah. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, they think they're going to just stand around on their phones all the time.
Yeah.
Which I'm not down with. You know, we're here to work. We're getting paid by the company to put in work to make sure we, you know, give the customers what they want.
Yeah.
If you could tell the people that don't have that vision, the people that don't really, because I want to ask like all our employees, why are you here? Mm-hmm. Tell me why you're here. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they give me a good enough answer. Yeah. They're not just like, oh, I need to make some money.
Yeah.
I know that. I understand that. And I understand that you need to make money, but why not have passion about something that you're doing? Because if you do, and if you do have passion for something that you're doing, like you said, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
It's just easier. You know, and the day passes like that when you're having a good time. Mm-hmm. Go in there with a positive attitude. Mm-hmm. The people can feed off your energy and you're good to go.
Yeah. Has it made you, your perception change at all working with sneakers? Because they always say you shouldn't work in what, like your hobbies.
It's true.
How do you feel just overall? Do you still feel as passionate?
I do. And I feel like I'm into it more. Like, I feel like,
honeymoon
it's,
phase.
Well, yeah, totally. Well, it's just like now I go into work and I check my emails, like my work emails, and I'm getting Yeezy emails being like, yo, this is like legit.
And
this
it's like Mike@adidasgroup.com or whatever.
It's exactly what that is.
Shout out to his email. And I'm just like, hit him up. Yeah, exactly.
Don't hit me up. But yeah, just having like the, because I used to like read it on sneaker blogs all the time. Being like, oh, what's going to happen? Now I get that information before that information comes out.
You send it to the sneaker blog.
Right? And it's just cool. And it's cool to connect with all the other, you know, store managers around the country and all the different employees around the country too. Mm. Because when I came down here and I started working for Toronto OG, everyone at the OG store in Toronto thought I came from the Montreal OG store.
They're
like,
how good he was.
Well, I just I'm just good friends with everyone that worked there. Yeah. And, you know, I was friends with Alex for such a long time. He's on the podcast. Mm. And it just put me in the right spot at the right time with the right people. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have some really good leaders ahead of me. You know, shout out to my store manager, Paul Shields. Shout out to my ASM.
Big ups.
Mr. Joe Matthews.
Big ups.
Yeah, those guys are pointing me in the right direction. They're making me go where I want to go fast. So
sick.
Shout out appreciate to the non-listeners of the podcast real quick.
Oh, they might be.
Well, I hope they are.
Oh, you just insulted some them. Now you have friends. One less.
Sorry, guys. Two less. You said two. Wow, you don't even remember who you're talking about.
One.
Oh, dear. So getting into this new gig at Adidas, which you started 4 months ago, as you stated before, you were into a wider variety of brands, mostly Jordan, Nike, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm assuming it's quite focused on Adidas, the three stripes.
Yeah.
How has that transition been for you?
Tough.
Yeah.
So tough. Because like you go every day I go into my sneaker closet and I look and I just see a wall of orange boxes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I can't wear any of these right now. And like, I'll talk to people and they'll be like, oh no, you could wear them. And I'm like, no, because what if I'm out and I see someone that I'm, you know, that works at head office and they want to talk and I'm wearing a pair of Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
What happens then? Mm. You know, I'll be known as that guy wears Jordans, blah, blah, blah. He's not down with the brand. Bye.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to be as true to the brand as possible.
Facts.
But man, it is so difficult, especially when you have a bunch of DS stuff.
Oh man.
And you're like, I want to wear it so bad, but I can't. Yeah.
I can help you, bro. We're
so I'm
gonna help you with that problem.
I might be liquidating some stuff soon.
Oh
so
shit.
We'll see what happens.
I could be that there size go, too bro. Then.
You I actually mentioned people, man.
You actually mentioned something crazy before the podcast we started recording that you haven't even worn any non-Adidas shoes since you started.
Yeah.
Like not even off days.
No, nothing.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I respect it a lot because when I worked at Adidas, I sound like the worst employee ever because I would literally wear them to the store and change when I got to work.
Yeah. Like, change out of his Nikes.
On my breaks, I would go to the Nike outlet. Like, it was not good news. Like, I'm very impressed with that, especially knowing you for so long and knowing how into other stuff you are/were. Mm-hmm. Like, man, and now that you're talking about this. No, for sure, bro. I know. I know you gave up, man. It's fine. It's whatever.
You gave up. This one's on you.
I know you abandoned us. It's whatever. The Adidas podcast.
Coming soon.
So what's one thing you think Adidas as a brand is excelling at right now?
Technology.
Now you are okay.
Technology.
Yeah.
With the knit we're putting out, with the 4D materials we're putting out.
So good. My favorite. It's still
insane. Yeah. If anyone has never tried a 4D shoe yet, do it. Put in the 48 hours of break time and you'll see the difference.
Yay.
You know, compared to an...
You'll see. That's very...
You will like see that. The difference. You'll see the difference, for sure. You know, a lot of people compare it to an Ultra Boost after the break-in time. With the new Ultra Boost 19 with 20% more boost than the original one. And guess what, guys? There's another one coming.
Next year is 2020.
You'd be 2020.
That means the Ultra Boost 2025 is coming.
Ultra Boost 20 is coming. It's gonna be crazy.
League alert. That's a league alert for everybody.
You heard it here first.
Everyone knew it was coming.
He just forwarded his email to us, Mike@adidasgroup.com for anybody who didn't hear that the first time.
But technology and comfortability, I think, is a really big thing, especially over the past 4 or 5 years. Mm. You know, I think that's been something they've been pushing for with their Prime Knit. You know, kind of competing with the Flyknit, right? But they're two different monsters.
Absolutely.
They're two different monsters. People could say, oh, it's like that sock-like material, but like, no. There's such a difference between Flyknit and Primeknit.
There is, yeah.
And especially through all the different phases of Primeknit, you know, the 4.0, 3.0, 1.0, 2.0 type deal, it's crazy, you know? And it's really cool to see them put this technology into, you know, running and performance. But to have that technology for lifestyle is even cooler.
Yeah.
Athleisure, my friend.
Yeah.
What's one thing you would like to see them improve on? There's always something. I know you work for the brand and you don't want to slander their name.
Yeah. But, right. But there's definitely one.
But there's got to be something you hate.
Organization.
Okay.
From the backside, I think organization could be better, you know, and communication.
Backside, you mean
like stock
store room? Level, or you mean releases coming from the top?
I mean store level to head office level.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Things could be improved.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You
know, for the better of the company.
Yeah.
And you see yourself at this place long term, you said?
I could see me being with Three Stripes for a while.
Yeah.
I like it. I enjoy it. Everyone I've talked to seems to enjoy me. It could be a
could be a farce.
Yeah, it could be a farce.
I enjoy you.
Get this guy out of here.
We enjoy you.
I enjoy you guys too.
I was going to end the podcast right there. That was perfect, but I'm not going to. So your future, what does your future hold then for you? Because you said you want to be long term. You're at the store level right now. Where do you want to see yourself go?
I want to be head office by the end of 2020.
Speak it into existence, my
friend.
That
is my goal.
Keep it up.
I mean, it is true to size, and stuff happens when people say it here. So.
Yeah,
it's very true.
I said it before I even had my first meeting with Adidas. I said, by 2020, I want to be in that office, you know, not dictating where things go, but just like having an influence on what stores get what. And I think if I work my butt off, I can, allocation manager or something like that, allocation director, that'd be fire.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
We also thank you so much for coming out.
Yo, I appreciate it, guys.
That was really fun.
That was fun, Paul.
It was like a 6-hour drive, so it's going to be a crappy one home.
I better start leaving now.
Yeah, you can jump out now.
I don't
we'll
even
just
have my winter tires yet.
You don't need them in Toronto. It's not Montreal.
Oh, God.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/group/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That's canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Hunting for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsold@gmail.com. Of course, like Mike D does on all his pictures on Instagram, use hashtag canadagotsold for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mark.
Mr. Mike with the D. Where can they find you?
At On Air with Mike D and at The Sneaker Podcast.
That is correct. Yeah. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 88 Ocho Ocho episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Mike D, and we are out. Peace.
Fuck D.
One more time for Calby there. That was Buck T.
Buck T.